I leave town for spring break. Trey Galloway hurt. Benedict Mathurin out for the season. We'll see how the Pacers rebound tonight. They are at Gainbridge Fieldhouse. It's their final game before they host the NCAA first and second round. Our great friend Zach Osterman will be up there with the Boilermakers for the Indianapolis Star. Well, that's annoying just to say that out loud. But Mark Boyle's pregame for the 38-30 Pacers begins at 6:30. We'll tip it just after 7 o'clock at Gainbridge. Cleveland, 42-25. The Cavaliers are in town and a underdog tonight. Pacers are 4.5-point favorites this evening. As we promised you, we are getting caught up with RBB, and the superintendent of the school system for Edgewood Schools is our great friend, Dr. Jerry Sanders. Wait a second. Shouldn't you be on spring break this week? When is your spring break? How are you doing, my friend?
I'm great. We just had it.
You just had it? All right.
Yeah.
So you came back to the same snow we did. All right. That's good.
I came back. It was really a great time off, and I'm fired up to get this last quarter of the school year through with great success.
Excellent. And here we are, the halfway point of March. We're on the good side of it. We know all the fun things that are happening with, everybody's going to have the day off for the big eclipse. We know that's front and center. Did you think a couple years ago, I remember you telling me right here on this program, you said, hey, mark your calendar for 2024 because this is going to be a big deal. I think it's become a bigger deal than I thought it was going to be, and I thought it was going to be a big deal.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's not just speculation. I think when you talk to communities that have been through this, they are telling you and giving you a really good description of the traffic and the amount of people that will be in the area. And so, we planned last year to have April 8th off, but I was going to have our teachers come in for some professional development that day. But with all the information that's coming my way about how tough it's going to be to get around, we're going to do those professional development activities virtually. So we can just do our part to keep people off the roads and so our emergency vehicles can get through. And we're trying to be good partners with our local fire department, police department for April 8th.
And that's going to be here in, that's 3 weeks from today.
Yeah.
So it's right around the corner.
So like you mentioned, we will not have any school that day. It's not e-learning. It's just a day off for students. Teachers will be doing professional development. We'll have activities for them to do throughout the day. And our campus is going to be closed for that day. We just feel like that's the safest thing to do for our facilities, and so we will do our best to keep our campus closed that day.
And that was going to be my next question as well, because it sounds like if we have the influx of people, they're just going to be everywhere. Well, the good news is you don't need a ticket, you don't even need a seat, you just need to look up, and that's where all the fun is going to be. But you're having some other fun as well as we get into 2024. We start enrolling for next year and early education for childhood and all that fun stuff is going on. Tell me what I might have missed, and to make sure that everybody knows when it's time to register and get things going for even a little bit of next year.
Well, we've already had our window for registration for the preschool, and so parents should be notified or in the process of being notified as far as preschool. And of course, we are going to be expanding our preschool, and by 2025-26 school year, we will be doubling the size of our preschool. So I know it's kind of frustrating now for parents who are looking for preschool options, but we're trying to as fast as we can to increase our capacity to be able to take in more preschool students. But we also have coming up here at the end of this month what we call our kindergarten K-5 welcome week. So it's an opportunity for families, parents, and future kindergartners to come to the school, get information, take a guided tour. And I've heard this said many times about our schools that if we can just get a parent and their student to come take a tour of our schools, they most of the time decide to stay and enroll. And so I just want to take this minute because, you know, and we live in a really great county. Monroe County has so many options for education for parents to choose from. And I encourage parents to always try to make an informed decision. If they're thinking about transferring their student to Edgewood or moving into the area, I'd just like to extend an invitation to come over and take a tour, whether it's a high school, junior high, or elementary schools. And I would be glad to talk to them myself to try to make sure they're making an informed decision on that. So March 25th through the 29th is welcome week. And you can go to our website, rbbschools.net, to get more information.
The superintendent of RBB Schools, the Edgewood School System, is my great friend, Dr. Jerry Sanders, just getting back from spring break. So that means now we're heading for home. And that's going to be the next big one. But we've got too many things to do before we get to that point. How's your coffee shop going? How's testing going? How do you have enough room in your building for all these extra preschool stuff? I know you're growing like a weed over there.
Well, you know, we in the current projects for construction, besides the preschool, we're going to be building a $7 million student activity center that will, we just want to maximize the use of that facility, make it something that students in different sports or activities can use. We'll have a track. Three full-size basketball courts. They'll be able to play tennis, volleyball, practice baseball, softball in there. Use it for marching band and during inclement weather days. I just want to make it very useful. We want to be smart with our taxpayer money and impact as many students as we can. And then the other part of that is we're going to be at the primary school, intermediate school, and the high school putting new carpet and cabinets in those schools. And all that will start, these projects will start sometime this summer and next fall. Right now, probably not our next board meeting, not probably, we will be our next board meeting awarding the bids for those different projects. So a lot happening there. And then, Mike, if I could just bring up our Edgewood Business Leaders Advisory Luncheon.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
We're going to have March 27th. So we have, ever since I've been superintendent, it's been just something that we felt like is very important, and that's to partner with our local businesses in the Bloomington, Ellettsville area. And so we have been holding meetings and inviting different business leaders over to take a tour of our innovative learning center and coffee shop and other activities. And so last fall, we had a luncheon, and we use that time to thank our business leaders. We had conversations about what they look for in employees and what we could do to support them. And we're going to add a little twist to that. We're going to have our next one on March 27th. And the twist is we're going to invite some students to sit down and have a conversation with our local business leaders, because I know that they have a lot of expertise and guidance to share with our students as they think about their careers. And then we want our students to be able to tell them the great things that they're doing at Edgewood Schools and just kind of facilitate a conversation. I can't wait for that, because I think the students who are going to be able to be invited to this luncheon, are you just going to gain so much valuable insights from our excellent business leaders around the community.
How often do you do those meetings, Dr. Sanders? That once a quarter, twice a year?
Well, so far, the goal was to do one every semester. But quite frankly, I would like to be able to add a third opportunity. I don't want to take advantage. These business leaders are very busy people, and I don't want to take advantage of them. But I also want to just be a sponge and take in all that they know. And so, I'm going to introduce the idea of having a third one and see if the business leaders are up to doing that, which I think they probably will, Bill. They get so excited when I email them or call them and say, "Hey, can you participate?" I get right away instant positive responses.
Yeah, I was going to say that. I would think the demand on that's high, where you could chop it up and spread it out a little bit. And you know what? Once they get to interact with the kids, that's going to help as well.
Yeah, and that'd be a way to involve more students. I'd like to involve all the students, but to have meaningful conversations, your crowd can't be too big.
Right.
We have to find ways to still have meaningful conversations, but also incorporate more students. So this is just something that continues to grow and improve, and it's just an exciting area that I enjoy as superintendent is to hear those conversations between our students and business leaders.
Dr. Jerry Sanders is our guest this afternoon, the superintendent of the Edgewood Schools, RBB. And, just because we had spring break last week doesn't mean you locked the door and everybody left. You had some busy people in the gym giving it some new fun stuff.
I can't wait for people to see the new additions to our Edgewood High School gymnasium. We have some new graphics and some really neat signs up to recognize students who have had athletic success in the school corporation. Like I said, if anybody wants to come and take a tour anytime, just let me know. I'd be glad to show off our great facilities.
Yeah, put a nice little coat of paint on there, some new logos, and some great reminders of some of the athletic performances. Well, you also have great performances from your music and choir and show choirs. I'm guessing that busy season is going to rev back up here shortly as well. There's never a dull moment. I'm glad you got a little spring break here to recharge your battery.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, I'm looking forward to encourage everybody. I say this all the time because, it used to be that when we had an event, this is years ago, probably back when I was a student, but, back in the day, that the communities used to pack our gymnasiums and our auditoriums, and it means so much to our students. So as we get into the spring and we have our spring choir concerts, I would just encourage the community to look at, get on our webpage, look at the calendar, and come out and see some of our plays and concerts. In no time, our band's going to be practicing this summer and going for a third straight championship.
That's outstanding as well. Okay, in the district, and I know part of this is discussed at every monthly meeting, and you'll tell me when that meeting is, and I know it's next week, but how are we doing on bus drivers? Do you have enough transportation, folks? I know that you're growing and things, and the expectations are going through the roof. Are you still looking for some people to help out there?
We still do. We've have been able to hire a number of people to be bus drivers, but we still need more. We have enough bus drivers on a daily basis, but drivers, just like anybody else, they have illnesses that come up or family emergencies. So we really need some more drivers so that when a driver is under the weather or has a family member under the weather or something that they need to take care of, that we have plenty of people in line to drive. And whenever we do have to make an adjustment, we let our parents know. We send an email. I just did today. We had a bus driver who was sick, and so we had to combine a route, and we let our parents know. And I think our parents appreciate that communication.
And the more communication, the better. We know that. We know that for sure.
Yeah.
And this month's meeting will be next Monday. What time do we get things started? And we know it's in that lovely brand new wing of the building, correct?
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that because of spring break, our March board meeting is later. So it'll be March 25th. And it starts at 6 o'clock, and it's in our new administration office. And from time to time, we get parents and even students. We've had students come just to learn from the school board meetings. And so if you do show up for a school board meeting, and make sure that you say hello so we can thank you for coming and showing the interest in our school corporation.
Excellent. Well, when we talk to you in April, we'll have a recap of that meeting as well and a recap of how everybody's April 8th went on the big eclipse. Both hands on the wheel, my friend. There's no time for goofing around now. We're heading towards it. And when's graduation? Do we make it into June just slightly?
Well, our last day of school is May 22nd, and I told in my welcome back email to the staff today, I said, don't blink your eyes because May 22nd will be here in a heartbeat, and then we'll be going through graduation, which will be June 1st. So looking forward to that. Like you said, keep your hands on the steering wheel because it's going to be a busy couple of months.
It is. And hopefully the weather follows. We had some really nice weather there for a while, and then we got a little chilly today. But we always have great weather when you call in, my friend. Thank you so much for the insight and all the great things that are happening on there. I always appreciate our monthly talk.
I do too, and it's always a pleasure.
Dr. Jerry Sanders, the superintendent of the RBB Schools. Again, if you want a tour, just get it scheduled out. Head to the website rbbschools.net. You can see the calendar. You can see all the great happenings that are going on. And you can follow along RBB Edgewood Schools or RBB Schools on Facebook, Twitter, and all the or X, whatever we're calling this thing from now on. All the great updates can come through the social media channels as well. Great job, Dr. Sanders.